Welcome to episode 104 of the Active Photographer Podcast, your behind-the-scenes glimpse into the day-to-day life of a working professional photographer, with me, Giles Babbage. This week's show is a direct follow-on from the last, which you may remember saw me sat in a snow-covered local woodland having just filmed a product introduction video. If you listened to that episode, you'll know that conditions were not altogether perfect, but I still did the best I could given certain limiting factors. By seizing the moment, getting off our backsides and making the most of the conditions available to us when the odds are set against us, we're often pleasantly surprised by just what we can produce, and this recent experience was a case in point. The result of my day's activities in the snow was that I finished up on a real high, not just because I secured the content I wanted, but because the process inspired me to think about yet more great opportunities over the coming days and weeks. So here we go. Welcome, one and all, to The Active Photographer, episode 104. It's around about 4:45 in the afternoon, and as I record this, the light is not very good. The temperature around me, obviously I'm in the car, but outside it's around about 3 or 4 degrees, and in the air is sleet. Surrounding me, either side of the road, we've still got snow, and I'm just on my way out to do some completely unwork-related activities. Earlier in the day, I went to one of my local woodlands to film a test and review introduction, as it were, a little sneaky peek to do with a product, which is a low pro Rover Pro 45L AW photo backpack. And that on that occasion, I also recorded some podcast audio, which you, by the time you hear this, you should have already have heard that audio as well. But what I want to talk about at the moment, I'm on a bit of a high, you see. What I want to talk about is the idea of seizing the moment to not just sit around and think, oh, I'm not sure if I can be bothered, not to, you know, do I or don't I, you know, procrastination, all that sort of thing. The idea of seizing the moment when you think there's an opportunity, and we're talking about specifically about photography, but of course this relates to all sorts of other walks of life. So I want to start off with what triggered me to talk about this. Regular listeners will know that I have been very busy recently with the birth of my daughter and all the sort of things that go along with with that. And as a result, there have been certain things within my activities as a photographer and of running the Active Photographer website and all the rest of it that have had to have been postponed, put back, that sort of thing. And also, by default, it's meant that there are a load of opportunities which I have had to forego, which has been very frustrating. But earlier today, I had made the decision that I was going to go, actually I decided last night, I was going to go out into one of my local woodlands, one of my favourite places, and start filming this little introduction, or not just start filming, but film this little teaser video for this low pro rucksack. Now, the conditions were not perfect. If they had been perfect, I would have done what I'd planned, and that was to go out into the woods the morning after the night that we properly had the snowfall. So I was frustrated from that, but essentially making good a less than perfect situation, I decided that I was going to go out this morning to see what I could create. And do you know what? I am so, so happy that I did, because when I went out,
knowing that it wasn't absolutely perfect, as I was walking through the woodland and I was shooting some sort of cutaway, some lead-in footage of me going up pathways and crossing rivers and this sort of thing, the weather was fairly bright, but essentially overcast, so that was not ideal. Ideally, I would have had a nice, you know, blue sky and crisp day, but essentially it was mostly dry. We certainly didn't have the sleet or rain, as it also turned into later in the day. So I headed out and found the... I was already aware of where I wanted to film the main to camera sort of bulk of the video, and so I knew where I was going, so there was no guesswork there. And as I approached there was a few flakes in the air and what have you, so I thought, right, I will set up a makeshift shelter, just a bit of a canopy to keep the any melting snow off the bag and off of me, and that really worked. By the time I finished that, it was around about, I guess, sort of 3 o'clock or thereabouts, or 2:30, and the light was starting to go and temperature was dropping a little bit. It's warmed up at a fraction now, but it was around about 2 or 3 degrees, I think. And as I was walking away from the woods, and actually as I was packing up, the rain started to get a bit heavier. I was wearing a down-filled jacket, which a lot of you will know, down-filled clothes are not ideal in rain, because they take longer to dry, and it also affects the insulation, the warming qualities of those garments. So that wasn't ideal, because it had been essentially dry when I headed out. But, you know, as I was heading back through that woodland, back to the main paths and then back to my car, I had a real smile on my face, because it was brilliantly clear that in spite of it not being the conditions which I would have ideally wanted, i.e. that first day of the snow, first morning, but after, I still got something that I wanted, and it was not far off what I had really hoped for. So, just thinking about the bigger picture here of seizing the moment, I had a certain pressure for certain people that are wanting to see the final video and getting my content on the website and what have you. But when I think about what the alternatives were, I could have stayed in my office all day. I could have got on with other work. I have plenty of other stuff that needs doing. But it is so rare, essentially, that in this part of the country, down on the south coast of the UK, it's so rare that we get snow of any decent amount, like a decent amount that will actually settle on the ground, that you just have to take that opportunity. And other things have had to have sort of gone on hold. I'm going to put in some extra hours this evening just to make up time. But I have got a real high because I've made the most of the situation and of the conditions that were thrown my way. Now, relating this to my work as a photographer, and not just my work as a professional, but for any of you that are listening that are just keen enthusiasts, and I know a great majority of you are falling into that category. You might be purely doing photography as a hobby. You might be semi-professional, earning some money at the weekend maybe, or selling a few pictures here or there, or trying to get your foot on the ladder to earn a living full time. You have to appreciate that when you get situations that are maybe not as planned, you have to, if you've made the effort to be out there, and maybe you're half an hour away from base, or 20 minutes, an hour away from your car, or whatever it might be, you might only have a certain amount of kit with you, certain cameras or lenses, or the outdoor kit you have, it may be that you haven't got some shelter, either whether it's something you've brought with you, like I did, or whether it's just that you're in the open on a hillside with no trees to sit under. You may not have food or a warm drink to comfort you whilst you have to sit out the bad weather. All these things, you often find yourself in these situations, but you have to ask yourself the question, and I always ask myself the question with a caveat that if I was in this position when I was under commission, being paid to be there and produce the results, especially with the clients with me, what am I going to do? Because you can't give excuses. Now, if a client was to say, do you know what, let's just draw a line under this, let's go back to the lodge, or back to the hotel, or back to base, or let's, you know, it might be local, let's come back, see what the next few days do, see if it's better in the next few days. That sometimes happens, but if there isn't that, if you have to get results at that time, what are you going to do? And part of seizing the moment is thinking creatively, thinking how best to make the most of your kit that you've got now. So, for example, the light is really dropped off now. It's, you know, headlights on, lights are shining off the road, and all that sort of thing. I wouldn't be looking to do that video in these conditions because it's too dark. That's why it needed to be during the daytime. But say I had made the effort to go out there, taking that opportunity, and then the sleet or the snow really kicked in, how would I have made it worth my while being out there? There are certain things which immediately come to mind. There are, okay, I could have my shelter set up, and I could film a little bit extra as by way of an introduction to say, here I am, I've come out to give you a bit of information about this bag, just a little overview of the product. I could tell the viewer that the conditions have suddenly turned, but that's part of the beauty with this kit. It's designed to be used outdoors in all conditions. I could talk about the shelter, or I could be sat under the shelter, but make it clear from the scenery around me and what's behind me that the conditions have turned, and then make mention of this in the recording, because you just make, that's part of it. The videos, a bit like with the podcast, the videos that I put together, when I'm talking to camera, with that sort of thing, most of the time it's just one take and it's done as is. I try not to fumble over my words. I try not to fumble over the equipment I'm using. Try to keep it nice and coherent, nice and smooth. And hopefully, hopefully I manage that. With the podcast, as you have probably gathered if you've listened to enough episodes, I try to record it all in one go. And if there are interruptions, like if people sort of say hello as they're walking by, or if I'm recording at an event and the announcements come over the tannoys, I often leave it in there because it's all part of the atmosphere, of the reality of it. And that's what it is. It's about building the picture for the viewer. And also for my work, being out in the outdoors, doing what I do, that to me is what is important. And the feedback that I receive from people is that that's what they love, is that it's very honest, I think is the word that often comes up. There's nothing staged about it. It is what it is. And obviously I have the kit that allows me to work in all these conditions. But one of the things that also happened as a result of my activities today, I alluded to this in the recording that I made whilst I was out in the woodland there, that the video camera that I was using suddenly froze up. Now, whether it was to do with the cold, I'm not entirely convinced that that's what it was, because it has happened once before, and it certainly wasn't a cold day when it happened before. I think it's just, unfortunately, that it's the hardware itself that had a bit of a funny 5 minutes, locked up, and there's nothing I could do to sort it out, apart from using the reset button, which is so tiny that you have to use a paperclip and literally nothing thicker than a paperclip in order to activate the reset button to get the camera kicked back into life. So when that happened today, I didn't have a paperclip to hand, and I was looking in my bag and there was nothing else that I had, and obviously this wasn't on camera, it wasn't documented. I alluded to the fact when I did the podcast, having done the video recording, and do you know, the only thing that I had to work with was, in that moment, to look for a dry, very thin twig, which was very handy, because I was in a woodland, and there was plenty of options. And I actually found one, and most of the twigs were pretty damp where the snow had been starting to melt, and I used that twig to reset the camera, and I was good to go, because that actually happened moments before, and literally moments before I was going to be doing the main filming. I'd set the camera up, it was all lined up, framed perfectly, done a test for audio and all the rest of it, and that's what happened. And this is a very small little Kodak PlaySport ZX5, and I'll link to some content on the Active Photographer where I've mentioned this in the past. And it worked out okay, but so that was one of the things that, you know, I had to think on my feet. But as I was kind of walking into the woodland originally, the route that I usually take crosses kind of a bit of a brook, which is most of the time is actually bone dry, because those woodlands, the amount of rain that we typically have doesn't, most of the time, doesn't have the sort of rainfall, or certainly not the snow melting, to fill that brook. But on this occasion, it was flowing. It was so good to see that all that water was there, and that has made me think about opportunities for another little video, a little how-to video that I'm now planning. And of course, as I sit here, and I've just parked up, as I sit here, the sleet is coming down. It is sort of rain and sleet, so I would imagine that the snow is not going to be, it will still be in the woodland in the next couple of days, but it will be much reduced. But looking at the river, because there is a river channel that's very often dry, looking at how fast that was flowing, and actually there was a drop, almost like not a weir that's man-made, but sort of a natural drop, where there was all this water rushing down. I'm now thinking in the coming days, probably tomorrow morning, I'm going to head out again. It might be that it's all rainy, and I might decide that the conditions are not right. But if it's dry, I want to head out and do a little how-to video about slow shutter speed, how to record that movement when you're in the outdoors, and how you can apply that technique to putting a subject next to, say, a waterfall, or like for a portrait or anything like that. So, you see, by seizing that moment initially, and it is a bit of a cliched term, I know it is, but that's what it is, by seizing that moment and getting off my backside and making the most of whatever conditions existed today, albeit not what I hoped for, I then came away from having a near catastrophe with the camera, and I didn't actually have a backup because on this occasion, if I absolutely couldn't have got it working, then I could have still have done a video in a more controlled environment. It wasn't the end of the world. Less than perfect, but wasn't the end of the world. So that has made me think about an article that I'm going to write for the website about being prepared and what happens when things don't go to plan, and whether you're preparing for the environment or that you're in, or the technology and having backup and what have you. So that was the first thing. And then the second thing, that fast-flowing water has now given me, I hadn't even thought of that, has now given me the impetus to put together another video, possibly a written article, but probably a video, because I want to be doing more of that sort of thing this year. So all of a sudden, that's why I'm on such a high, because I have come away with the video I wanted to shoot, and at least two other little blocks of content and a podcast, and now this podcast that I'm recording just off the back of the energy that I've got from today's activities. So if ever there was a moral to this, it is, you know, take those opportunities, get off your backside, even if the conditions don't seem perfect, even if you don't think you're going to get what you want. You might be going out to shoot some pictures, and you just might be driving there and the weather getting worse, and you think, do I turn back? Just carry on going. As long as you've got, you know, if you're kitted up so that if it is raining, you're warm and dry, get out there, take the pictures. It might be that you get back home and you look at the pictures on your computer and you think, you know what, I'm not really happy at all with those. It's a waste of time. Well, actually, it's not a waste of time, because at least you've learnt something. But, you know, hasn't produced the results I wanted, and maybe try again another day. Or, how about this? You might just shoot some pictures which you're really happy with, that were unexpected because the conditions meant you tried a different technique. And all of a sudden, it gives you that inspiration and the enthusiasm to get back out there, trying the adverse weather conditions, trying situations which maybe you wouldn't normally put yourselves in, to get some interesting results and just see what happens. That's what it's all about. Photography should be fun. It should inspire you with every situation that you face, that you photograph, whether it's trying a one camera, one lens approach, or one flashlight, or five flashlights, just playing around with them. All these situations should inspire you to get out there, and the only way you're going to do that is keep taking these opportunities when they arise, or creating them for yourself. Set yourself a project that you have to keep to. For example, people, very, very popular, people do a 365 project, whereby you have to say to yourself that you're going to shoot a picture every day for a whole year, 365 days of the year. That's really good, because it pushes you to create those pictures, and that content could be video, could be podcast, it doesn't matter. But that's it's a bit like being at school when you've got homework to do or project to do. You know you've got a deadline to work to and something to work towards. So I think here endeth the lesson. You know me by now. If you've listened long enough, and if you've followed The Active Photographer long enough, I'm passionate about what I do, especially when I get going. I love photography. I love putting myself in situations where it's almost like being against the ropes in a boxing match. You know, you have to fight your corner. You have to come up with the goods. And whether that be, whether that's when I'm under commission and conditions are not ideal, or whether it's just shooting stock or pictures for myself for my own content, that's what I love. I love being out there. I love producing the imagery that I do, and the video and podcast work that I do, and that's what keeps me going. So, bit of a good day today, lots of content, and hopefully you will have by now, by the time you're listening to this, you will have checked out the video and the other podcast. And if I get round to doing those other articles before this, you will have checked those out as well. So, a good day, very positive, and yeah, let's see what tomorrow brings up and the coming days. It's all good.
If you haven't already checked out last week's podcast or my Low Pro Backpack video, be sure to give them a look. They'll give you a much clearer picture of the process I went through. You can check out all the show notes to this and other week's shows at theactivephotographer.com. If you'd like to get in touch directly, don't forget I'm on Twitter, at Giles Babbage. There's the Facebook page, facebook.com/theactivephotographer. Or of course, send me a good old-fashioned email, giles@theactivephotographer.com. So thanks for listening, everyone. Take care, have a great week, and I will speak to you all very soon.
Member of the CurrentPhotographer.com podcast network. Find more great photography shows at CurrentPhotographer.com/podcast.